Welcome to the FitCat Podcast, sponsored by OMRR. Ozark Mountain Ridge Runners was founded in 1978. It's a not-for-profit organization of nearly 400 individuals dedicated to wellness, fitness, running, and caring. All OMRR board members are unpaid volunteers. All proceeds to OMRR are used for club-related activities such as supporting local and national charities, organizing local races, publishing the Running Briefs newsletter, and the website omrr.org, and maintaining a clean environment. We need fitness enthusiasts of all types to support OMRR. Hope you'll become a member and join us in our crusade for fun, fitness, and caring. Thanks so much for listening to the Fit Cat View. My name's Trenna, and I wanted to pull something out of the archives in case you didn't catch this interview back about a year ago with Charlie Hungerford. He's a local runner, decided to start walking and running to change his health. He noticed things that he did not like about his blood pressure, cholesterol, and more. Him and his wife, Sarah, are runners in the community and continue to be on that journey. So I hope it encourages you and inspires you too to get out and just do your best.
You have been running for
about 7 years.
Okay, yeah. So not the longest time compared to some runners. Yeah. So you started a little bit later.
Right.
So why?
Okay, well, part of it came down to just health concerns. So I got to a point where I was way overweight and really not very healthy. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, all those kinds of things. And just decided after our first grandson was born that I really needed to get my life in control, really a little bit better. So I lost a bunch of weight, lost about 60 pounds.
Wow.
And then really, it was just kind of random. One day, my wife, Sarah, and I were at the Cox Medical Mile. Mm-hmm. And I just looked at her. We were getting ready to start. And I said, I think I want to see if I can run part of this. I don't have any, you know, I didn't have any goals. So yeah. That was 7 years ago in May. And I ran part of that race. And somewhere over that summer, fell in love with running. So
You got bit by the bug.
Yeah, I did.
Right
away. Yeah.
That's awesome. And if you're just listening and not watching, you would never know that you had a weight problem. Charlie's a lean runner guy. You do really great at races.
Yeah,
I enjoy.
Yeah,
I wish I had known
25 years ago that I loved it and I was decent at it. So yeah. I would have had a much longer running career. But once I started, I fell in love with it and really started pushing hard for doing things with running other than just casual running.
Yeah. So you've tried different terrains, right?
Right. Yeah. I do just about everything. So
what's the most challenging for you?
So I love running hills. A lot of people don't. So I actually like running up and down hills. So the hill work itself is not a challenge for me, but you get races like Dogwood Canyon or down at Two Rivers mm-hmm. Bike Park, like for the Adventure Max. It's just that long endurance in fairly tough conditions. So like when we did Dogwood Canyon run this year, it was the first day was just so cold. It was about 14 or 15 degrees when we started, and you get wet, like your feet get wet within the first mile.
Because and so, if you don't know, that's a trail run. It's not paved. It's
right.
Hilly
very hilly.
But also you're, very challenging.
Out in the woods. And then that when you run through water and because the first day you do 15K and the second day I did 25K.
Wow.
On the first day, you run through crosswater maybe 8 or 9 times. The second day, it's at least 20 times. And so just about the time your feet, your shoes stop squishing, you get wet again.
Yeah.
And so when it's 14 degrees and you run through water, like part of it was like a like concrete and rock, mm-hmm. like went down through a creek bed. Well, that got really slick. It was cold enough that the water was freezing as people ran through it. So people were sliding and you just had to be cautious there. But it's that long endurance over in pretty tough conditions is probably the toughest thing. I enjoy it, but mm-hmm. it's tough. So
when you started getting healthy and mm-hmm. treating your body better, mm-hmm. what some of your dietary changes, one of your favorite things to fuel with? What is that?
Okay.
Now?
All right. So for me, I made changes. I stopped eating a lot of fried food. But really my favorite thing to fuel with now is hard-boiled eggs.
Really?
Honestly. Yeah. So it would be a rare day at our house where there weren't hard-boiled eggs in the fridge. We just keep some there all the time. They're grab and go. Honestly, you know, you can just throw them in your bag. if they crack, it's not a big deal because you're going to eat them anyway, and they're not going to go anywhere.
Right.
And so you get a really solid protein source, get some really healthy fats, and I find them really sustaining. And I like them too, so that helps.
Yeah.
So and then there are some products I like, Honey Stinger in particular.
Mm-hmm.
I like their little gel cubes and their waffles a lot. So I'll fuel with those too.
What about a little splurge treat? Do you have anything like after a super long
race?
Oh, yeah.
So donuts. Donuts is always,
really?
It was a downfall for me when I was heavy. It's still a downfall.
Oh,
but
okay.
But now I earn it. So if I want a donut, I go out and run 6 or 10 miles and then go eat a donut. So
are you better at you know, cutting off at one or two?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, my tip there is if I really want a donut, I'll go to Krispy Kreme or St. George and I'll buy one.
Yeah.
Buy one donut and then take it somewhere else and eat it. Because if I buy a dozen, I could still eat 12 donuts if I wanted to. I could really sit down and do it. So, but if I just buy one, when the donut's gone, it's gone. I've gotten to have that thing that I wanted. And I do that once every 4 or 5 weeks. I'll be driving to work because I drive past... For me to get from home to work, I have to go either past Krispy Kreme, Dunkin', or St. George's. One of those is going to be in my path, or Hertz Donuts.
Right.
So I'm going to see one of them. And about every, I'm going to say like every 5 or 6 weeks, I'll decide, you know, today's the day. I ran this morning. Mm-hmm. I want a donut. And I'll stop and get one, and I'll take it to work and eat it. And I'm fine with that.
Glazed chocolate, which is
The more toppings on it, the better it is.
Okay.
So,
all
yeah.
Right.
So
good.
Or indulge in stuff like at St. George's, they make really good apple fritters.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
How has your faith played a role in your running journey specifically?
Oh, you know, it's interesting. I think part of it, I listen to music a lot when I run. I solo run a lot, although I enjoy running with groups and with other people. I do most of my runs by myself. And so I listen to a big blend of music, but certainly worship music and other stuff falls in that mix and hits those playlists. So a lot of times it causes, the music will cause me to reflect while I'm out running.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it, I think... As a man of faith, I think you learn a lot about endurance anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Just living life, you're going to learn. You know, there are good days and there are bad days. There are tough things, but they're always going to come to an end. And so I think that faith itself allows you to push through some of those tough times. But I love, this is why I don't really like running inside. I love running outside because it gives me the chance to see beautiful sunrises or sunsets and enjoy really good weather and occasionally enjoy really rough weather, but you know it's not going to last. So so I think that experience with faith has made a difference in just some of that endurance that it takes to go out and run for 2 hours without stopping or 3 hours or 4 hours without quitting. So it gives you, I think, some ability and it gives you a power to draw on too.
Yeah,
so when it's when you're uncomfortable or when it gets tough. So
what would you tell seasoned runners about running for life?
Seasoned runners?
Yes.
Wow. Well, I learn a lot from seasoned runners. I don't know if I have advice for them or not. I would say keep doing it because you love to do it. So if I wake up some morning and think, I don't enjoy this anymore, I probably won't do it. I run because I love to run. And when I can't run, I look forward to the next time when I can run. I took some time off this fall. So I did a lot of really rough things in September and October and November. Mm-hmm. And I took some time off and it was really helpful. So I took a couple of weeks off and then when I went back running, I'm like, this feels so good.
Feels great.
And so, yeah, I'd say as long as you love it. And once you get to the point where you're not enjoying it, then find something else. Stay active for sure.
Yeah.
But find something else that you can enjoy.
What did you do in that time off? Did you do?
I did some walking and some hiking and stuff like that. I bike ride very occasionally and very recreationally. So I didn't really ride my bike. Spent some time just reflecting. And fortunately, I was also traveling a lot with work. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't have a lot of downtime to kind of sit and mope about not running.
Yes,
but
yes.
But the time off was really good for me because
mm-hmm.
I came back to running really well rested and very comfortable.
Yeah,
so.
Mental refresh as well as physical.
Yeah.
More tips from local runner Charlie Hungerford after a quick word from our sponsor. OMRR has a Bass Pro Marathon and Half Marathon training group. They'll do their best to meet all needs. Whether you're a beginner and never trained before or a seasoned runner looking to PR, there will be nutrition and supplement support, nutrition advice on how to train before, during, and after a run. There will also be some of the Bass Pro ambassadors out running the courses with you. Some days there'll even be a little strength training and yoga after some of the training events. The Bass Pro Shops Conservation Marathon and Cohake Half Marathon are both on Sunday, November 3rd, 2019. There's still time for you to train. Check in daily with the Facebook group. You're looking for Bass Pro Marathon and Half Marathon Training Group hosted by OMIR. Back with local runner Charlie Hungerford. You just shared some advice for seasoned runners. Now, what about tips for those just thinking about getting started?
Just give it a try. Don't make a huge investment because running, while it's free, it's not free at all. Right. Yeah, you're a runner, you know that. So between the shoes and the race entries and the clothes that you need, mm-hmm. like I ran this morning, it was 32 degrees when we ran, but it was comfortable because I was dressed appropriately. Right. But I didn't have those clothes 10 years ago.
Exactly.
And so start out slow. Mm-hmm. Don't push yourself. You know, you don't have to win your first race. You just have to enjoy your first race. And See if you enjoy it. And then for me, I wish I had joined the running community earlier than I did. I solo ran for about 5 years. I would just go out and run. And I would go to races, but I didn't really interact with people very much. Mm-hmm. I would get to the race, run my race, occasionally take a medal home, and then I would just go home.
Yeah.
And a couple of years ago, I joined a couple of running clubs here in Springfield. Mm-hmm. And through that, really made a lot of friends, including you. So I started meeting people and started having people to run with. And while I still run by myself a lot, it's convenient. I can just step out my door and start running.
Right.
But I enjoy running with groups too, because you get that interaction. I found a really supportive community. And so for a new person, once you decide, hey, I'm going to do this, join one of the local running clubs or mm-hmm. one of the training teams or something like that, and start meeting other people in the area that run. Because yes. you'll find, I think here, at least in Springfield, the running community is so supportive
and so friendly.
And I found that. I raced in Washington, D.C., back in March. I was there for a work trip and picked up a couple of races while I was there.
Yeah.
And the people there were just as friendly as the people are here. So I think the running community in general is a really supportive environment to be in. And you can learn a lot from people who've been running for a while.
And all levels. There are all levels.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You can get involved with so many things. Yeah. We really just name a few. I know you're part of Team Run, like the Wind, Fleet Feet, OMRR.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so. And I race for Springfield Brewing Company as well as part of their athletic team. And then I'm part of a Ragnar race team as well.
Very cool. Very good. Do you have a favorite scripture related to running?
I don't know if I have a particular favorite scripture. I like Let Us Run the Race Set Before Us. Uh-huh. So I like that one a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I tease about scriptures about running because there's one in Proverbs about like you shouldn't run or you something like that. And so I always, there's the other ones you can come back with, you know, like certainly Paul writes about running a race and finishing strong. So
very good. So in all of your life, you can pull from running, but whatever, what's some of the grittiest tests that you feel like you've been up against in your life?
In running or just overall?
Anything, in general.
So, all right. So some of the things probably that have taught me about endurance and taught me just that you just have to see some things through. I watched my dad suffer from a pretty debilitating illness,
mm-hmm.
and he lived nearby the last few years of his life, and just watching that decline, the same thing was true with my mother-in-law. She unfortunately had Alzheimer's, and to watch her go from strong and vibrant and healthy to not knowing who I was, to not being able to care for herself, and finally just being alive but not really alive, mm-hmm. seeing some of those changes. Those are things that when you're growing up, you don't think about, that at some point you're going to have to take care of your parents, mm-hmm. like you had to take care of your kids. And so those days are hard. Sarah and I have talked about this. My wife Sarah and I have talked about just some of the things, because I think people look at us sometimes and think we have a perfect life, and we don't. We've had our struggles. We've been really poor over the course of our marriage, where we wondered really how we were going to pay bills. God's always been faithful for us, though. We've just remained faithful, and God's always taking care of all those needs. So there have been some lean days in our lives, but we've always made it through. So I think the family pressures just on watching your parents get sick and then go, it's tough to see that. But we've had a decent life, though. Sarah and I, we've enjoyed life. We've been married 30, I'm going to get this wrong. We've been married 37 years. And it's been good. You know, most of the time has been happy. We've been content and we've certainly been blessed.
So. Very good. Very good. Okay. What are you looking forward to in the next year?
In the next year? Yeah. Running wise. Okay. So I have a big race this weekend.
Awesome. Yes.
The Springfield's Run for the Ranch. Yes. So I'll do the half marathon on that. And then I'm set up. One of my goals for racing that I set last year was to give back more to the running community, because I've certainly learned a lot from people who run. And I've enjoyed running with pacers at long distance races to hit like personal records and break goals and stuff like that. And so I decided last year that I wanted to do that more, to help out people who were trying to better themselves.
Right.
And so I'm set up for 3 pacing gigs in February, 2 back-to-back on a Saturday and Sunday on opposite sides of Arkansas. So I'll drive down and pace a race that starts in Arkansas and runs into Mississippi on Saturday. And then I'll get back in my truck and drive across the state and then pace another half marathon on Sunday morning in Fort Smith. And then the next weekend drive to Nashville and pace a race there.
Man,
so I don't have anything for January, so I might,
Find something.
Yeah, there's a few around. Yeah. I know there's that, was that Resolution 5K or?
We've got the Fresh Start. All right. 10K, okay. And then we've got Jack Frost. And
okay,
then,
yeah. So yeah, I'll pick up one of those.
All right.
For sure.
Well, thanks for sharing your running journey.
Oh, you
and
bet.
I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thanks.
I know that's a few more minutes than usual, but I hope that encourages you and inspires you to get up, get moving, or maybe to encourage someone else along to realize how much fitness can be part of their future. Thanks for listening to the Fit Cat Few, sponsored by OMRR. Their mission is to promote the health benefits of running, as well as the pleasurable and competitive aspects of the sport, while doing their part to improve the lives of others. Ozark Mountain Ridge Runners began sponsoring several races for charity and started several running programs such as Runner of the Year, the PR Corner, and the Triple Crown of Racing. And you are invited to sign up or add your event to the calendar. Memberships always available at OzarkMountainRidgeRunners.org. Hope you'll subscribe to the TRVW podcast. More information for you about that at fitcat.org. Thanks again for listening to the Fit Cat Few. My name's Trina Wilcox. Until next time, take care.